This newsletter was published on the 5th of April. The prompt is read by me, Sahani Gunathilaka, and the reply was written by Maggie Zhao and is read by Emma Beaver. Dilemma. I have been in a happy, fulfilling relationship for nearly 2 years now. My partner is the love of my life. We balance each other out. He is a calm to my storm. In many ways, though, we're different. Our main difference has been about health. He leads a very active, healthy lifestyle, while I am more sedentary, with vices like smoking to boot. Every now and then, he's asked me to consider taking better care of myself because he wants us to grow old together. This has been excruciating for me to hear because my father has body shamed me my whole life, which has resulted in severe body image issues and eating disorders. However, I can also see that my boyfriend wants only good for me and is coming from a kind, constructive place. Recently, my sister, my best friend and confidant, met him and was shocked by how similar he is to our father. My worst fear and long-held suspicions seem to be coming true. It's not just a health thing. They also have similar interests. When I was talking to my sister about the idea of getting a tattoo one day, I said something along the lines of, "I don't want to get one because my boyfriend doesn't like the idea." She replied, "Is he your dad to tell you what to do and what not to do?" This sent me over the edge. Is this normal? Are we supposed to attract people who are similar to our parents?
There have been many a study conducted on the phenomenon of people choosing partners who resemble their parents. It's nature. It's called sexual imprinting, where some animals pick mates that look similar to their parents. I'm looking at you, Freud. The difference with you is that we're not just talking about physical characteristics here. Instead, we're talking about your partner's interests, habits, and demeanour, and how eerily similar they are to your dad's. Before we get to whether it's true or a problem, I need to ask you something. Are your partner's suggestions coming from a controlling or a compassionate place? We all want the best for our significant other, but best is subjective. I totally understand you can't separate his comments about taking better care of yourself from a reality of diet culture. In my eyes, it's not appropriate to tell someone to exercise more. Knowing how insidious and rampant diet culture can be, it's not safe terrain to tell someone what to do with their body. Besides, as the love of your life, he should understand your fractured relationship with body image and your ongoing battle with eating disorders. There are plenty of resources that help people provide support for loved ones struggling with disordered eating. Though encouraging you to support healthier habits isn't malicious, he should be cautious about it, particularly given your dad's history of body shaming. I also want to touch on his justification for having these conversations with you, ostensibly because he wants to grow old with you. To me, this feels like this puts a lot of pressure on you, as if your relationship's future rests on your willingness to better yourself. Health is important, but health comes in a myriad of shapes and sizes. Is he caring about your mental health when prodding you about your physical health? Instead, he could engage you in a conversation about whether you'd ever be willing to cut back on smoking, or see if you're interested in any activities that center around movement. I'll be honest though, my concern rose when I read about his resistance to you getting a tattoo. Health is one thing, controlling the way you look is another. Back to the whole am I dating my parent thing. I'm not too interested in whether he is or isn't like your father. I'm more interested in whether you think it's a problem if he is. Use this opportunity to take stock of the traits you want in a life partner. It doesn't matter if these are the same ones your dad has. At the end of the day, they're two different people, so treat them as such. Have a proper conversation with your partner about how you've been feeling and how he's been talking to you. You speak so highly of him, so let him step up. As the calm to your storm, I have faith that he will be cooperative and loving. If he isn't, well, you know what my next piece of advice would be.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Style-ish. Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Style-ish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Style-ish and have a good one.